forgiving myself, it's going to be a long journey. And I hope that one day I can, for my own sake, I can forgive everyone in the world. But the one person that I find that I cannot forgive is myself. Welcome back to the Statues Podcast. With me, I have my co-host, Crystal. On today's episode, I've wanted to talk about this for quite a bit of time now. It's something that I feel like a lot of people are going through or have gone through and are now just looking for answers. Forgiveness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's something that, personally for me, I struggle with. Mm-hmm. I've gone through for many years.
Yeah.
In terms of forgiveness, there are three that I think of a lot more, right? Very specifically, forgiveness to those who've hurt you, forgiveness to those you've hurt, and then forgiveness to yourself. So those three, I want to say, are very apparent in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've gone through, I'm not going to say I've gone through so much, but I've gone through my own set of like journey and my own path of life.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I've met a lot of people that have become a very big part of my life. But with forgiveness, if I were to try and talk about it, like with myself, I can't come with a conclusion. It's something that personally for me, it's extremely hard to do.
I feel like when you talk about forgiveness with yourself, because it's not that you're not able to put yourself in other people's shoes, you are, but it's just the, when you think about it, you're like, but everything that I've done is valid. Like, I haven't done anything wrong. Like, even if you are able to understand the other side, because you feel like you've done so much, maybe forgiveness doesn't come as easy because you're like talking it through in your head.
I could see that too, right? Because it does come up where it's a conversation in my head where I try to figure out why I was, why people done what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think like I'm willing to forgive, but you know that saying, to forgive and forget?
Yeah.
I cannot forget, but I will forgive, right? Because if I forget, my logic is that I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll follow the same steps and then get hurt again, right? So for me, I'll forgive, but I will not forget. And it's one of those things that, like, I'm told a lot that I should learn to forgive and forget.
I feel like forgiving and forgetting is hard. It's hard because, like, for me personally, I find it a little hard to forgive and forget, to do both of those things. It would be nice, but I feel like I would not be doing myself any justice either if I forgive and forget. If I forgive, then I feel like that's the easy part. Well, not easy. It's easy to say you forgive, but it's really hard to actually forgive. And then, but forgetting is like super easy because you just don't have to think about it. You are going about your everyday life. But I would be, it almost seems unfair to myself if I just forget.
When they say to forgive and forget, I can only do one or the other. Like, that's kind of where my headspace is, where I can either forgive you, but I won't forget what happened.
Yeah.
Or if you want me to forget, then there's nothing to forgive because you're not a part of my life. Mm-hmm. You're not a part of my journey anymore. But the thing with me is that I understand that majority of falling outs happen because of misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand that I too am at fault.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to, like, internally, it comes down to if I were to forgive, would they also forgive? I could say I forgive, and I do forgive a lot of the people that have hurt me. But because I forgive, I also walk away. Because to me, I've come to terms with what's happened. I've come to terms with what was done. And then it's more of a me thing. At that point, I've come to terms with it all. I don't know if the other person has, and I don't know if the other person even thinks about what happened. Mm.
Do you feel like you just walk away because it's just easier, not in a cowardly way, but like you're not being reminded of like the pain that you've gone through during that time? Like it's like that constant reminder. Like if you punch the wall and you haven't fixed it, it's still there. You have to look at it every single day. It seems almost like maybe like cowardly if you walk away. Like some people might see it like that, but would you say that it's just better because you're not being in pain from seeing it?
I will forgive. And if those people that I forgive have made no impact in my life or of no good means in my life, then there's no reason for me to look back. Mm. But, and you know very well, is when I forgive or I go and to those that I've hurt and I go and I apologize and I receive forgiveness, mm-hmm. it's because those people have meant something to me.
Yes.
And they are a huge impact in my life. Even if we haven't talked for 5 years or how many years, those mm-hmm. people, they've made an impact. So I will go and do my due diligence and come to terms with what I understand. Mm. So like for me, like, and this is why I say forgiveness comes in three. Forgiveness to those who have hurt you, forgiveness to those you have hurt, and then forgiveness to yourself. Because I feel like all three are tied in one. Because I've also hurt people, I understand if I get hurt by others. Because I've come from a place where I've also done the hurting. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer that same person, and they're no longer going to be that same person either. Mm-hmm. Along the way, they'll either be shown something by someone else or they'll have gone through a journey that has taught them something. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at things, I can look at it from that aspect. But it doesn't make it any easier to forget what had happened. That's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is I can forgive, but it's really hard to forget because the pain and the suffering that people are put under or I'm put under at that time, it's life altering. It changes the way someone is, or it changes the way that person views certain aspects of life. And that's the, for me, that's maybe the hardest part, like I said, you know, is I can do one, but I'm not going to do both.
I feel like for us, because your parents are very like all about forgiving and then, you know, like maybe forgetting too. That's something that I hear often when, you know, like your mom talks to me, and it's something that it's not that I disagree with, but it's something that I struggle to do just because I don't think I can be that person that can just forgive and forget, just because like I see how I've heard and I've seen people where, you know, they forgive and then, you know, they forget and then they're the ones being constantly hurt all the time. So I feel like for myself, I can't find it in myself to do that, but maybe it's because I'm talking about this right now with my mentality. I feel like maybe that will change later on too. I feel like that will change later on depending on the circumstances that I'm being put in or whatever happens later on in my journey.
Maybe you and I, we will one day come to be able to forgive and forget, mm-hmm. as we continue on our journey and on with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing about me currently is there are people in my life that I don't want to say I've tried to make amends with, mm-hmm. because, like, I'd be completely honest, I don't try with them. I've reached out, but it's only for the mere fact of maybe for myself, the self-satisfaction that, hey, like, I know I've done wrong. So let me go and do my part to make things right. And if I do it and they don't reciprocate it, then that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because we've all grown quite a bit. We are all now men and women who are, you know, pursuing life, pursuing their own careers now. So it's different. But now to those that have made an impact and are big parts of my life, I do make the conscious effort to mm-hmm. try and continue a conversation with them so that they understand that, you know, I am sorry. I think forgiveness to those that hurt you is easier for me than most because I've also understood that I've hurt people.
Yeah.
That I think that's one of those things that I'm a lot more conscious of.
I feel selfish when I say that, how I can't do both forgive and forget, you know, because it's not like I'm oblivious to the fact that, you know, I've hurt people with what I say, with what I do. But when I think it's done to me, you know, like I know that it goes the same for the people I've done it to, you know, because even for them, forgiving and forgetting is hard, you know, whenever I've hurt them. So I guess for me too, like it's hard to do both when I feel so much pain.
Let me ask you a question then. Would you be willing to forgive someone if it meant recuperating a relationship with another individual that is tied to that person? Because the thing is, like, majority of the time with forgiveness, to want one thing is to forgive another person. That's how I've kind of learned about forgiveness. If I want a relationship with one person, I have to forgive another person and then work my way through.
Yeah. I feel like it's, and I know what you're referring to. I don't know. Because both of them mean a lot to me. I think that's why I have so much hurt and I feel this way and I say the things I do. I think one day I'll be able to forgive them fully. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
I don't think it's about forgetting though, right? Because with situations, like for example, if I were to use my situation, the reason why I decided to go back and apologize to someone that was very dear to me was because of time. When I met that person, they were still very young, and I was young as well. But now that I'm in my late 20s and they are in their mid-20s, the distance between us was already a great distance. Years had passed, maybe 4 or 5 years had passed between us. That person was a very big part of my life. That's why I guess I didn't want to wait anymore, was because if I did, I don't know what time would have done. Time doesn't stop, and that's one of those things that as we go through these thoughts, you think time is on your side. That time will heal everything. But what people don't realize is that time doesn't heal anything. Time only grows a wedge between what already exists. And so for me, what existed between me and that relationship was a lot of pain and hurt and suffering because we were so close. And then so when you think about it, like, even when we talk about certain things now, we talk about the good old times. But now when we talk about the good old times, it's not about the good old times. It becomes a painful memory for the both of us. And then so it wedges into each other. It wedges into our lives. And then it starts separating us again. And then, you know, like, that's what time did. Was we went from being extremely close, like brothers and, you know, like brothers and sisters. But then eventually, you know, it wedged to become strangers. We went from being brothers and sisters to strangers. And for me, I couldn't have that. That's why I made the effort to try, and I did. And I'm grateful for trying, because at least we are no longer strangers, we are acquaintances. And I would rather have that. When I look at your situation, like, time isn't on your side.
No, because besides, like, everything that happened, that person is getting older, which means that they have a shorter amount of time left. It's hard because I've tried to forgive, and I have, because, you know, I understand that they've done so much for me growing up. You know, they were the best person that they could be, you know, giving me the best that they could with what little that they had. I think that's why it hurts 10 times more. You know, I say this, you know, most of the times, because, you know, like, I'm still upset and there are questions that haven't been answered. And I think that's why I feel the way I do. But I think when it comes down to it, maybe I will forgive them. It's just I have to. Because forgiving is something that a strong person can do fully. Like, does that make sense? Like, to fully forgive, you have to be very strong and accept the fact that, you know,
you're never going to get the answers that
exactly.
You want.
And I don't think I've acknowledged the fact that I won't get answers, but am I fully there yet to fully be like, okay, you know, I know for sure 1000% I'm never going to get answers. It's fine. I'm going to bury the hatchet and that's it. Like, I've acknowledged it, but am I there fully yet? I can't say that I am, because as a daughter, I want, like, I would like answers, you know, to certain things as to why they feel the way they do and why they did that.
Being the way I've been for so long and going through my own stupid, like, failures has taught me that forgiveness is not only for them, but for you as well. Mm-hmm. It settles things. Like, for example, like, if I were to use this as an example, when we left, I had to forgive the people that hurt us. Because if I didn't, I would never be okay. I would have never picked myself back up. But it's like how I've said it is, I will forgive, but I will not forget. And that's the hardest, is not forgetting. I've now put a wedge in between, and I try to keep that distance now. I don't make the effort anymore to try, because the wedge is already put there. Mm-hmm. But I will forgive for the sake of other people in my life. And I will forgive for the sake of mending a relationship that isn't mine. Mm-hmm. I can do that. And that's where I've come to is, for those that are around me, I can do it. If you ask me personally, no, I wouldn't. There's a lot that forgiveness entails. Mm-hmm. And for everything that forgiveness entails, I cannot do everything that I ask. But I will do the most important things for my situation. And that's where I'm at. Like, would you find yourself ever doing that for your situation?
I don't know. Like, that's the honest answer, is that I don't know, because, like, there's, like, 10,000 things going on in my head, you know, like.
And you know, like, and that's why I said at the beginning of the episode is forgiveness is something that I've thought about for so long. Even before I met you.
I feel like forgiveness is another level of, you know, maturity too. It's like, what's that word? Like, it takes a lot out of a person to forgive.
When I think about forgiveness, and it's probably not healthy, but when I forgive someone, it's me ripping that chunk out of my heart and throwing it away. That's what forgiveness is like for me, is continuously ripping those chunks and throwing it out so that I can make room for something else that will heal it, in hopes that something will heal it, whether it be me and my journey of meeting people or just something else. Like, everything that has happened in my life has taught me that to forgive is one of the hardest things to do. Mm-hmm. But to understand is even harder than that.
Yeah.
Because I try to understand people. And I try my hardest. And even when I do put my head space in a place where I can understand. Mm-hmm. At that point, do I want to try?
Yeah.
At that point, do I accept? Because majority of the time, I don't accept. I don't accept why that person did it. I don't accept why that person's done something. I've heard it for myself. You know, I've heard a lot of people say to me, you know, like, why are you so forgiving? But honestly, the only answer is because I have been the person to wield the knife, and I've been the person to have the knife struck at me. So I know what both sides feel like. I'm a much better person today because of everything that I've gone through and the losses that I've had and learning to forgive people, yes. But there are some kinds of, like, forgiveness that I've received that even I cannot accept. Like when I went to go talk to those people that I went and apologized to, and they forgave me, I think the hardest part was accepting their forgiveness, because I couldn't accept that I was a better person. And it's still something that I struggle with, right? Is there are people in my life that I made a very great ordeal of change in my life. Mm-hmm. And then when they forgive me, the hardest part is accepting that forgiveness. Because I can't forgive others.
So what you're saying is that, like, if both sides hurt each other and they forgive you, okay, they forgive you, but you cannot forgive them.
Not that. Like,
or it's like, it's just you're unwilling to accept that they've forgiven you.
Maybe it's that too, right? But for me, let's say everything that happened to me happened in like 2014. Mm-hmm. So the bond that was broken happened in 2014. And it continued on till almost 2019, 2020? When I went and apologized. I think it was about 2020.
Yeah.
2019.
It was around the same time that my sister graduated school.
Yeah, so it was about 2019.
Yeah, 2019, around there.
So between 2014 and 2019, I hadn't talked to this individual. But at the time that I wanted to go and apologize, everything else in my life crumbled. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't forgive those that crumbled my life at that point. Mm-hmm. And then so when I went back and I apologized to this person and they accepted my apology and they had forgiven me, because of everything that happened on one side, I couldn't accept the forgiveness on the other, because maybe I was too angry and I was too upset at what was happening.
Do you feel like maybe it's because they didn't understand your side of what was happening? Like, because what they went through is different from what you are going through. I'm not discrediting what they've gone through, because what they've gone through is probably was really hard for them. Yep. You know? But do you feel that way because you feel like they don't understand your side?
I think I've already come to terms with the fact that I keep everything to myself. So I will never tell people my problems when I have a problem. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, okay. I guess the best way to explain it is I looked at that person like they were a sister to me. Mm-hmm. And being forgiven by someone that I called a sister was painful, because that someone I called a sister, it hurt because I had hurt them that bad that they had to forgive me. And then at that time too was I had a relationship, like I had a brother and sister relationship with like your sister. And so at that time we were having mm-hmm. you know, we were going through a rough time too. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't accept forgiveness because I was such a shitty brother. To me, I was a shitty brother. And I couldn't accept it, because if you wanted me to accept it as a brother, I couldn't accept it. If you wanted me to accept it as an acquaintance, as someone that is now a stranger, I could. I could accept it as a stranger. But I wasn't going to accept it as someone who used to be something else.
Is it because you're like a different person now, so you're no longer that person, so you feel like that is the old you? It's not that you're not acknowledging what you've done, you are, but that person long passed a long time ago. It's like there should be an understanding that like time changes people.
Time does change people, like even within the year of us leaving, time has changed. Mm-hmm. A year is not long. A year is not long at all, but time has changed. Mm-hmm. The relationships that I used to have as a brother and as someone who took care of people, I'm no longer that person. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to, like, for example, it's hard for me to even have a conversation with your sister. It's not that I don't want to. It's that I can't. There's nothing left for me to. It's not that, you know, I don't love. It's not that I don't love. It's not that I don't love your mom and I don't love your sisters. It's that I can't. It's hard now. The wedge has been put in. And the time between that distance and the silence between that distance has built the wedge so strong that I will forgive, but I cannot forget. To forget means that the growth that I've made within the year is nothing, was for nothing. Mm. It's these things that, like, I look back on, am I a good person? That's why whenever people tell me, oh, you're doing great things. No, I'm not. At this point, the thing about this is, like, the last part of forgiveness is forgiveness to yourself. Is, can I forgive myself? And the hardest thing about forgiving yourself is finding the answer.
I feel like forgiving yourself is a little bit, is 10 times harder.
Yes.
Because you are your worst critic. You are your hardest critic. I feel like for me, I find it hard to forgive myself for certain things that happened because I felt like I should have known. I should have known that those were happening and I shouldn't have left.
And that's the thing right now is forgiveness to yourself is such a complicated situation on its own. Because when it comes to forgiving yourself, I cannot forgive the fact that I've hurt my own family. I cannot forget the fact that I've hurt those that I've built a family with. I cannot forget the fact that I've hurt the countless people that have said that they looked up to me. And I can't forgive myself for all that. That is why at this point, even doing a podcast and even doing my job is not about me doing these things. It's a way for me to repent. It's a way for me to apologize daily for everything that I had done. And like, if I could, I'd honestly walk away and, you know me, like, I'd walk away and go live in Tibet for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. I've always said is that I want to walk away from everything, away from the noise, away from the voices that are in my head, and live in Tibet, live somewhere where I can't be contacted. Live somewhere where I don't have a phone. I don't have nothing. Just me and nature. Let me repent a better way than the way I am repenting now. Mm-hmm. Like, Statues Collective, it's in the name. It's just a way for me to repent. A way for me to prove that I am better than I was yesterday. And every day I move forward, it's just a way for me to repent. And that is how I've always thought about it. Forgiveness is one of the hardest things for me to do. Let alone forgiveness, forgiving yourself. When people say to me that what I'm doing is for a great cause, it's hard for me to smile and say thank you. Because I look at my family, I look at my cousins, and I've heard all of them doing what I do. When I first started, you know, I don't forget these things. It's when I first started, you know, I was a horrible guy. But I had to learn to become better because I hurt them. And then as I had my first company, these people that I called my brothers and my sisters too, I had to look at them now as an adult and say, I'm sorry. I apologize. These are people that I've hurt. But now that I, you know, sit in front of a mic and I talk and have people listen, whether people listen or not, this is the only way I can continue to repent for my mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why when people hurt me, the hardest part about that is when people hurt me, it's not me forgiving them. It's me trying to forgive myself because I always think I deserve it. I deserve to be hurt. It's just a way for me to continue to repent. Time has wedged so much between me and everyone else. That is why I find it, you know, it's funny. I've had many people who have known me tell me that I'm very different now. I'm very introverted. I don't talk. I don't.
You're not the person that, because I'm one of those people that like, that say that, but not in a way where like, oh, like I'm condemning you for it. It's because I see, you know, I've been with you, you know, like I'm not the same person that you met at the beginning either, but you have completely changed from how you were back then. You know, it's like we've talked about it many times, is that these changes, some of these changes have made you better, but at the same time, some of these changes haven't been great. Mm-hmm. Like, it has affected you so much that I see it every single day when I'm with you. Mm-hmm. You know? It's almost kind of sad.
No. I see that. You know? It's one of those things that I'm well aware of. The change, the depression, the anger. These are things that I'm very well aware of. The hardest part about being well aware is controlling what I feel, controlling how I feel. Because when I talk about forgiveness, like your sister, mm-hmm. I can reason it out by saying she's young. It's okay, she doesn't know much. But logically for me, I can't do much because too much was already done. And then, you know, like, even receiving forgiveness, when I receive it, to me, it just looks like pity. I receive it because people pity me. And then that kind of just the way it turns out. And then I kind of just accept that my head and my brain says that. Like, I'm at an age where I want to continue being happy and learn to be happy. And I think the one thing that's stopping me from being truly happy is this whole like forgiveness thing. Trying to forgive and trying to forgive myself as well. You know, I grew up understanding family problems, and my mom and my dad talking about forgiveness and these things. But when I looked at it as a kid, you know, you kind of just look at it as it's nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, these are just people talking shit. It'll fly by. Mm-hmm. But then now as an adult, I look at it and I can compare my issues to those. These are things that, you know, like are constantly on my mind. Like I dream about it. I wake up and I think about it. When I eat, I think about it. When I drive, I think about it. When I shower, I think about it. And that's kind of why, like, I wanted to do a whole podcast about it, was to kind of just dump everything out. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. Talk about it because, like, especially for, like, your situation, I don't want time to become a wedge that wedges the relationship too far.
You know what though is, yet I can only just try so much though. When it comes to my situation, is that like the other person has to be willing to try and move on too. But they can. And it's like I said, these are things that I as the other person have to accept. That's just how they are. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, is that I'm not that I grew up differently from them.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's hard. It's hard to accept that at the same time, that that's how they are. Is that, you know, like it's hard to talk about it openly. It's because how much more do I have to forgive? How much more do I have to try before they can accept it?
Yeah.
Is that like, yes, they feel wronged for certain things. And it's not that I'm not acknowledging that. I'm acknowledging that I've done things to hurt them. But how far of them being oblivious to that do I have to accept and acknowledge before I myself am like completely broken? Like that's the simplest way I could put it.
Yeah.
How much more before I completely break and I don't want anything to do with them anymore?
No, and that's why I say it's like your situation is very difficult, because for you to get one thing, you have to go through another. But you know, like when I look at your situation, it's a very complicated situation, because like I don't know how to say it, but like for me, when I look at it, it hurts me to see the individual more than it does me not seeing that individual. Because at least with me not seeing that individual, I can start to put that wedge so that that person's life normalizes without me being there. Rather than me popping in and out. And that's the hardest part is, I'm there when I'm there, but when I can't be, I'm not there for a long time. And then it makes me... extremely sad, to say the least. It's like, I've seen so many relationships fall. But I also don't know what to do. I'm powerless in this situation.
If it's who I think you're talking about, I feel like you saying that is almost a little too cruel to her.
Yeah, no. And
because, you know, all she knew growing up was you. And no matter how much time is spent apart, she always thinks of you. Always.
Yeah.
Whenever we're on the phone, she's always asking for you. That's why I feel like you saying that is a little cruel.
No, and like, look.
And I get it, you know? I get where you're coming from. But as the person who is in the middle, it hurts. It hurts that you think that and that you say that. Because I know how much she loves you. And right now, you can't be with her and you can't see her. And I get that. And I would never ask you to hurt yourself. If that's what you want to do, then that's fine.
I think... You know, like, the hardest part is, like, I will never have a relationship with those that are around her. It's gone to a point where I know, personally, I know that I won't have a relationship with those that are around her. She is my life. She became my life. Taught me She taught me what it was like to be a father for a little bit. And for her, I could forgive the entire world. For her, I could forgive the entire world. I could forgive everyone that's around her. To see her smile. But I think the hardest thing for me to grasp is for her to keep calling my name and it'd be so empty. That right there, you know, the emptiness. It hurts because I'm willing to forgive. But those around her are not willing to forgive me for the person that I am today. Not for the person that I am yesterday. Not for the person that I was a year ago. I've come to terms with so much in the year. And, you know, like, maybe coming to terms with it is why I hurt so much. You know, I see her smile when we talk to her. I see her laugh. But the most painful part of all that is when she smiles and when she laughs, it's like seeing her for the first time again. Even though I was there for her first walk, I was there for her first laugh, for her first smile. I got into photography because of her. I do everything that I do now because of her. But now that she's not a part of it, a lot of what I do has no more meaning. That's the hardest part. It's finding meaning. Finding reason to keep going. I've thought about it for so long. You know, I've heard my parents and I've heard people say to me, she's not yours. That's the hardest, is hearing that. It pierces me. Pierces my heart to hear people say she's not mine. When I had just as much to do with her life than her own father did. Forgiving myself is going to be a long journey, and I hope that one day I can, for my own sake, I can forgive everyone in the world, but the one person that I find that I cannot forgive is myself. You know, like, I don't want to say it this way, but just like sometimes when I think about forgiving myself, it's too easy. That's like a free ticket out of the country. That if I do that, would I be happier? Or am I happier living every day with this pain? Am I happier every day knowing that the pain that is caused is by those that I used to love? At least then, you know, there is some sort of connection. Instead of taking that free joy right out. That's why I cannot forgive myself. I have forgiven many people who have hurt me. And I've forgiven the many people that have come to take things from my life. But at the end of the day, I think forgiveness comes down to, can you forgive yourself too? Can you forgive yourself for being in that situation in the first place? Being the way you are. Because the way I am is a result of everything that has happened in my life. I don't want to There are things about who I am now that hurt me. You know, like, I used to be able to pick up a phone and have a phone call with people. Now I have so much anxiety doing it. I used to have so much confidence in myself, but now I can't even write music I try, but nothing happens. So the one thing that I used to love is taken away from me. These things are taken away from me because I'm not willing to forgive myself. And that's the hardest thing. I think it's one of the things that a lot of people struggle with. It's not forgiving other people. I think everyone can forgive other people. You can forgive the man that hurts you, but you cannot forgive yourself at the end of the day. You know? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I hope that the listeners take time to love yourself, to learn to love yourself, to learn to forgive, and most importantly, to forgive yourself for everything that you've gone through. It'll be a journey, and it'll take time. But don't wait too long, because time is not an ally. Time will put a wedge in between everything, and one day when you want to come back to it, it'll be too late. I want to apologize for, firstly, you know, crying on the podcast. It's not intended. I didn't intend for this episode to go down that way either. I hope that this brings you a lot closer to understanding more about yourself and more about us as people. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. We'll be back for another episode next week. This is your host, Nang, signing off.